Welcome to the Cryptid Corner, the podcast where we discuss some of your favorite tales, cryptids, monsters, and more, and exactly how they came to be what we know them as today. Welcome back to the Cryptid Corner, everybody. As always, I'm Casey, and I will be your host. Today, we are going to be discussing a creature known as the Adlet. It's more of a race than a creature. So let's just go ahead and dive right in. The Adlet are a race of creatures in the Inuit mythology of Greenland, as well as the Labrador and Hudson Bay coast. While the word refers to the inland Native American tribes, it also denotes a humanoid dog-legged tribe as well. The lower part of the body of the canine Adlet is like that of a dog, and their upper part is like a man's. So you can imagine it kind of like a centaur, but with the dog body as opposed to like a bull or horse or however you interpret the that myth or legend. We'll cover that creature in another episode, I'm sure, as I say a lot about the ones that I refer to. As you can imagine, all Adlet run really quickly, being is that they're part canine, and their encounters with men usually end with the man as the victor, so they don't tend to do well when they encounter men in a form of battle or altercation. In the Inuit lore, they're often portrayed as in conflict with humans and are supposed to be taller than Inuit and white people. In some stories, they are cannibals. Inuit from Labrador use the term Adlet. Tribes of the West Hudson Bay use the word, and I'm not even going to pretend I can pronounce this one. It's spelled E-R-Q-I-G-D-L-I-T. If anybody knows the proper pronunciation, please let me know. The monstrous race begotten by the Adlet was identified with inland Native Americans by the Labrador and Hudson Bay tribes. Inuit from Greenland and Baffinland, which had like no Native American neighbors, used the term to refer to the half-human, half-canine creatures. The etymology of the word is proposed by H. Newell Hartle. Adlet might come from ad, which means below, and thus denote those below. Alternatively, he argues it might come from the stem A-G-D-L-A-K, Agdlak, I think, which means striped or streaked, thus the striped ones. In reference to American Indians who lived in the West and painted their faces, E-R-Q-I-G-D-L-E-T, pretty sure that's the word I spelled earlier, but with an E in place of an I towards the end there, might be a derogatory term denoting the same people. Atlat, which is spelled A-T-L-A-T, means others, denoting American Indians from the Inuit perspective, though Newell Wardle, he considers like this possibility secondary in deriving like phonetic similarities. So there's a lot that can be said there that we're not going to dig too much into. But Franz Boas, an ethnologist, I'll look that one up, who recorded many Inuit stories, gives an account of the origin of the Adlet. He had heard the story in Baffinland, specifically in Cumberland Sound, from an Inuit named Pakak. Here's transcription, a translation by H. Rink, and an explanation by Boas, who we were referring to, Franz Boas, were published in the Journal of American Folklore in 1889. The Inuit of Greenland, according to Rink, tell the same story as those in Baffinland. The story is often referred to as the girl and the dogs. On the west coast of Greenland and the east coast of Greenland, it is known as the origin of the Kwavlunat? I swear I'm going to get much better at this pronunciation, guys. It's going to take me some time. But that's Kwavlunait. And that is Europeans and Indians, like the origin of... So the origin of Kwavlunait and... L-R-Q-I-G-D-L-I-T, and that translates to Europeans and Indians. A woman, these names, I swear, guys, I promise, so I'm just going to refer to her as the girl, lives with her father, but will not marry, and hence is also called, get this word, U-I-N-I-G-U, M-I-S-S-U-I-T-U-N-G, which means that she wouldn't take a husband. And that's what they started referring to her as, and I'm not going to even attempt to pronounce that. Once again, that word was U-I-N-I-G-U-M-I-S-S-U-I-T-U-N-G. And that just translates to the fact that she wouldn't take a husband. That was what her father started calling her. After rejecting all of her suitors, she marries a dog with white and red spots. Of their 10 children, yes, her and the dog's 10 children, 5 are dogs and the others are Adlet, which are half canine, half human hybrids, with the dog bodies for their lower half and the man's bodies for their upper half. And we'll discuss more about that story after this break. Welcome back to the Cryptid Corner. So we were discussing the story about this woman who would not take a husband, and so she ended up marrying a dog and having 10 children. So since the dog does not go hunting and the children are very hungry, it falls to the girl to provide for the noisy household. At last, he puts them into a boat and carries them off to a small island, telling one, I think it's one of the children, to come and get meat daily. And they hang a pair of boots around his neck, and he swims ashore. But another person, instead of giving them meat, puts stones in the boots. And the person that was responsible for carrying the food back to them with the boots on their neck actually drowns. In revenge, I think this was the woman, yes, the girl who the mother of all the children that were going hungry, for revenge, she sends the young dogs over to gnaw off her father's feet and hands. He in return kicks her overboard when she happens to be in his boat, and when she hangs on the gunwale, he cuts off her fingers, which when they fall into the ocean turns into whales and seals. Yeah, this story goes on to say, since the girl is scared that her father might kill the Adlet, her children, she sends them inland, and from them a numerous people spring. So like a bunch of people are also bred from the Adlets. The young dog she sends across the ocean in a makeshift boat, and arriving beyond the sea, they became the European ancestors. And so like that's the way that story goes, and that's you know, like one interpretation of the phenomenon of the Adlet and the theme of the dog husband, which is, you know, that story that we just told. Well, I told very crudely, sees the difference between like the dog-like children and the Adlet was crucial. The dogs are sent overseas and will return as white Europeans to bring things favorable to like the Inuit people, whereas the Adlet, swift runners of an aggression, you know, aggressive disposition, become a kind of inland spirit to be kept at bay. Thus, the dog husband myth carries like the value of a cargo cult by offering their sexual favors to the dog like whites, and the Inuit daughters serve as like mediators in obtaining their like desirable goods. A reading of the account as a whaler myth in a culture in which the Inuit were economically dependent and mechanically they're dependent on the mechanically superior products supplied by the European whalers of the time, and the story transforms material dependence on the white whaler into a reciprocal relationship whereby the Europeans comes back the Europeans come back to repay his mother. And so like that's an interpretation of that story. That's all we have this week at the Cryptic Corner, and I am going to strive to be able to make these pronunciations happen, spend a little more time maybe looking at some pronunciation keys, but hopefully I was able to get the gist of that story across. I know I've been talking for the past couple weeks here about the new merch design. I actually was talking to the graphic artist very recently. We had a meeting, and I was checking out the new design, and I'm very excited for it to get out there, and it should be coming in in the next couple weeks here. So we'll have some new merch designs out there, and I assure you that they're coming. I'm very stoked about that. So if you're interested in getting any merch for the time being, you can find that at www.crypticmerch.com. Also, for new listeners and old listeners as well, if you haven't already, follow me. Follow Cryptic Corner on Facebook. There'll be bonus content. I haven't made any new videos yet. There's still one on there that where I personally paid a visit to the Devil's Stomping Ground, as I mentioned previously, and it was the subject of an episode. Also, for new listeners, every week I post a photo album that shows... It shows like picture references of the creatures I discuss, and I just pull these offline. So it's the pictures that are circulating out there. You can Google them and see them yourself, or I would much like for you to come and like the Cryptic Corner on Facebook and see the photo albums there, and so that way you can get an idea of these creatures that we're discussing every week. Also, if you'd like to be a guest or a bonus guest on the show, or if you just want to reach out with a personal experience with cryptids, lore, anything strange, anything obscure, you can always contact me through Messenger on Facebook, or you can reach out to me using my email address, which is kccryptic@gmail.com. Casey is in Casey. And as always, guys, if you're enjoying the show, be sure to rate and review. It really helps grow it tremendously and helps people find it more organically, and helps, just helps get the podcast out there for more people to find and enjoy. As always, I've been Casey, and more importantly, guys, stay creepy.